Hey, it's the Grill Sergeant John Largen here for Tailgate Radio, and I want to thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of the show. I also want to thank our sponsors who continue to help keep the lights on here and help keep this podcast free for you to listen to each and every week. This week's sponsors are Harry's and DraftKings, and we really appreciate their sponsorship. Thank you so much for helping to make Tailgate Radio one of the most successful podcasts in the sports and outdoor category. And enjoy the episode.
From coast to coast and border to border, it's Tailgate Radio. Here's your host, the Grill Sergeant, John Legend.
Up in the parking lot, got the bedroom on lights, and the grill is hot. On your mark, get set, baby, ready or not, we're gonna get some. We got red things, chicken and baked beans, plates of styrofoam. We came to get it on. Daylight and dark, whenever we all park, just get some.
Hey there, Tailgate Nation. The Grill Sergeant, John Largent. Thank you so much for downloading this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. We have a good show. No, wait. We're not going to have a good show. We're going to have a kick-ass show. We've got the sports brat, Jess Saraceno, on the show this week, and she's going to talk to us about all things sports, all things tailgating, and going to let you know how you can learn more about her and follow her over at her website at thesportsbrat.com. So while you're waiting to have her on the show, go look up her website. Get on the Google machine. Do your thing. Check out Jess, because she's going to be on the show a little later. And it promises to be a very fun, informative, and entertaining conversation. I want to take this time to thank you, being the Tailgate Nation, for helping to make Tailgate Radio one of the fastest growing and most successful podcasts in the sports and outdoor category. You know, we kind of fit into the outdoor category, and we kind of don't. We decided to go that direction because you get categorized: professional, amateur, college and university, outdoor. And we do all of the above, but our activities take place out of doors. So we decided to take on that moniker, and it's proven to be a great platform for us, because you found us in the sports and outdoor category, and you've helped us make us one of the biggest shows in that category. So thank you so much for that. And you can always find us, of course, on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, the TuneIn app for your smartphone, Podomatic, and over at our website, of course, at tailgateradio.com. And we're going to be entering into a new partnership with a brand new platform, a global platform called Audio Boom. And we will have our show up on Audio Boom very soon. So in addition to all the fans here in the United States, we're going to have a much more active presence in Europe, in Australia, New Zealand, and across the globe. So we are so excited to have Audio Boom and that partnership coming to fruition very soon. We also hope you'll follow us on social media. Over at Twitter, our handle is Tailgate Radio. Our website is tailgateradio.com, and you can find the latest articles on tailgating, some great recipes, some great destinations to get off your bucket list for your tailgating trips, and a whole lot more. You can also check out some of our sponsor links over at our website. And also, you can check out all the archive shows of Tailgate Radio, including some guests that we've had recently, like Jake the Snake Plumber and Icky Woods, Frank Caliendo, WWE Hall of Famer announcer Jim Ross, and so much more right there for you in our archive section at Tailgate Radio. So when we come back, folks, we're going to have the sports brat, Jess Saraceno, on Tailgate Radio. Stick around. We'll be back right after this. Tailgate Nation, I have a question for you. When did shaving become so expensive? I can tell you from personal experience, the last time I went to the big box store, I was shocked by the price and the quality of the blades. And don't get me started on that big glass prison that they use when they finally get somebody to unlock the thing to release those razors out into the world. And when you get them home, they're not that much to write home about. That's why I want to talk to you about Harry's. For about half the price of the other big branded blades, you can have your very own Harry's razor and their other assortment of products. And they ship free to your front door. They're better products, too. The first blades were made in Germany, and the guys that started the company liked it so much, Harry's just bought the entire factory. Why pay $32 for an 8-pack of blades? It's half that price at Harry's, and with Harry's, you'll get a better shave that respects your skin, respects your face, respects your legs, and respects your wallet. No more poor quality blades and no pesky plexiglass cabinets to unlock either. The starter set is an amazing deal for just $15. And what you get for that $15 is a razor, moisturizing shave cream, and three razor blades. And with promo code GAMEDAY, you can get $5 off that for such an amazing deal and just $10. Men, women, we all need razors that shave well and don't suck. I am a Harry's customer. My son, who just started shaving, is a Harry's customer, and he has started his shaving experience at the apex of quality. He's got nowhere else to go but down because he started with Harry's. He had his Harry's kit underneath our Christmas tree, and he has never looked back. And he's never looked better. He's a good-looking kid. Takes after his mom. So I want to tell you right now what you need to do is you need to go to Harry's.com. And again, Harry's will give you that $5 off if you type in the coupon code GAMEDAY with your first purchase. That's Harry's.com. Enter the coupon code GAMEDAY and check out for $5 off and start shaving better today. That's Harry's.com. And welcome back to Tailgate Radio, the Grill Sergeant John Largent. Thank you so much for joining us this week. And we've got a fantastic guest for you. She's a sports personality, and she is the founder of the Sports Brat. She is the Sports Brat herself, I think. We'll learn more about that a little bit later. Welcome into Tailgate Radio, Jess Saraceno. And Jess, before we get started, tell me about your experience with the NCAA tournament. Are you having fun with it? Do you like it? Are you a fan?
I don't understand how anybody can't be a fan of college basketball. I mean, the upsets, the madness. They named the tournament so perfectly. It's just absolute chaos. I love it. The drama, it just is amazing. All these schools getting involved. The fact that you get to spend most of your days at work talking to your buddies about your bracket instead of whatever important things happening in the office. I absolutely love it. It's my favorite time of year, and I actually get to go to the championship on the Monday, so I'm pretty pumped.
You know what I love about it is the fact that you've got these stalwarts of college sports, your North Carolinas, the Duke Blue Devils, Kentucky, and then you've got these schools, Stephen F. Austin, Gonzaga.
Back in my former life, I used to work on college hoops at ESPN, and I would work on some of these schools I had never even heard of, and then all of a sudden it'd be tournament time, and I'm sitting there going, wait, what's going on? Wichita State? Like, I used to have them. Like, who knew they were going to make it this far? So it's pretty exciting to see those teams do well, obviously.
So do you have a favorite going into the weekend?
I'm probably going to get in trouble for saying this. I agree with that Kentucky team. I think they could beat most of the NBA teams out there. I mean, they are so deep, so good. I have them winning the whole thing. It's their year. That being said, my favorite thing about sports is that there is absolutely no guarantee. You can have the most talent. You can have the best luck. But if everything doesn't line up on that day, you know, it's anyone's game. So I have Kentucky winning, but I think it will be just right on par with the tournament this year, where every game there's been some really close games, some really big surprises, and I think it'll be a really fun weekend, I'm hoping.
Yeah, and on the women's side, is Connecticut just, is it unfair? Should they start playing in the men's bracket?
I know, right? They're so good. It blows my mind. Yeah, they're just so good. I'm interviewing a former Stanford women's basketball player tomorrow. She plays for San Antonio, actually. And I was going to ask her the same thing, like talking about that team, because I don't get it. How do you get all that talent there? And they're just unstoppable.
The Final Four 8 years in a row. That's like really unparalleled in sports.
It's almost like it's like their home tournament. Like I used to play soccer, we like host their own tournament. You kind of had a leg up because you got to make your bracket a little bit, and you know, a little home field advantage. I feel like that's how they are with the NCAA tournament. It's just ridiculous.
And you know, once we roll out of basketball, baseball season is right around the corner. I mean, I've caught a lot of college baseball this. I love baseball, and I've gotten the opportunity to go catch some great games. But Major League Baseball kicks off in just, what, week and a half?
It starts on Sunday.
That's right.
Opening day.
You are right. It does start this week.
It's a couple days away.
And from a baseball perspective, living in New York, are you a Yankees or a Mets fan?
I'm a Mets fan. I jumped on the bandwagon, and I am supporting the Mets this year. So that's in last year as well. So I'm that's who I'm rooting for. I went against the grain, and I'm not going for the Yankees, which, you know, gets you some enemies in this town. But, you know, I'm going for the blue and orange instead.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I remember when the new Yankee Stadium was built. I actually went to a game there the last year. The old stadium was there, and it was with much fanfare. And didn't the Mets also get a new stadium within a year? And I never heard anything about it.
Let me tell you about Citi Field. It is my favorite place. It's one of the best venues to catch a game. I've seen some sunsets out there that I haven't even seen out in California. It's beautiful. And I will tell you, since we are on Tailgate Radio, they have a Shake Shack in Citi Field, which means you can get the best burger that, you know, that's kind of like East Coast version of In-N-Out. You can get it at the stadium, which is a huge draw. They also have awesome other awesome vendors there as well. It's a little bit better because it's out of the city. It's a little bit, like, better for, like, a fan experience, I would say, for tailgating and things of that nature. It's so easy to get to also. I went to New Yankee Stadium last season, and there's part of me that misses, like, the nostalgia of the old stadium. So in New York, I got to say I'm a bigger fan of Citi Field than I am of the New Yankee Stadium.
Baseball is very underrated in its entertainment value and that pregame tailgating atmosphere. There are some tremendous major league and minor league stadiums across the country that just really foster and cater that tailgating lifestyle that a lot of people, you know, we did a statistics between 35 and 50 million sports fans in the U.S. participate in at least one tailgate party per year. That's awesome that you're telling me that that the Met Stadium really caters to that, and you can get a great burger there. I'm going to be up there in a couple of months, so I may check that out.
You've got to. They have this crazy group called the Seven Line. I think that's their name. And they're like a really big group that kind of puts on, you know, these fun events and these tailgating and fan experiences out there. It's like a big group of diehard fans called the Seven Line because that's what takes you up to the stadium. So you got to kind of link up with them or check them out because they're really, really fun.
Do you have any specific experiences that you've partaken in the last several years that really stand out that you say, hey, this is, you know, this is either a bucket list item for fans that are out there listening or just something so unique that people just need to experience?
Okay, I'm probably going to, like, blow your mind with this one, but I went to, so I have a bunch of friends that live in New York, and I only recently moved back, but I came back to visit last September, and the Chargers, you know, a bunch of friends from San Diego that live here, I should have said, but the Chargers were playing in Buffalo, so I had a group of friends say, why don't we go up to Buffalo while you're visiting the city, catch the Chargers Buffalo, you know, Bills game, and have a fun weekend. And I'm thinking, okay, all I've ever heard about Buffalo are those photos they show of it under snow, maybe Niagara Falls, right? So, and maybe some Buffalo wings, that's all I'm thinking. The tailgate experience at Ralph Wilson Stadium is unlike anything I've experienced in the NFL, to be honest. Qualcomm has, like, big stadium tailgates. A lot of those stadiums have, like, the actual stadium tailgate. Okay, in Buffalo, it reminds me of, like, an SEC tailgate. So you're parking in people's in their grass, like their yards, essentially. You're parking in their yards. It's all surrounding the stadium. There's no tailgating, like, in the stadium. It's like you're out there kind of, like, from grill to grill, like, lot to lot, walking up and down the strip out there before you go into the game. It was an absolute blast. I met Pinto Ron, who has not missed a game, home or away, in 20 years. He is out there tailgating every single. He has his little Pinto out there and does his entire tailgate thing out of it, taking shots out of a bowling ball. I mean, it is madness. If anybody has the opportunity to go to a game in Buffalo, I know it sounds insane, but go. It is, and we'll go in September, I should say. Don't go in December. But it was so fun. I'm telling you, Buffalo. I had no idea.
Speaking of some of those southern colleges, have you gotten to go to the Grove or spent time in Tuscaloosa or, my gosh, Baton Rouge is insane.
Mm-hmm. I know. I have not. The SEC, I've been to one game at Tennessee many years ago. That was fun. I was in college still. So when you're in college, I went to the University of Colorado. So we, you know, at the time when I was there, we were still Big 12 and we were still competitive. So we had tailgates and things like that. So when I went to visit these schools, I was in college. I don't think I appreciated it enough because I could walk out, you know, my doorstep and I had a game, you know, every other weekend or whatnot. But I will tell you, I have got to go to the Iron Bowl. It's on my bucket list. That has to be probably on everyone's bucket list as far as collegiate football experiences go. I also am dying to get to Oxford, to Ole Miss. I've heard that's another one that you can't miss. I got to see that. I'm a jeans and t-shirt girl. I'm from Southern California. I like my beer out of a red Solo cup, but I got to go see that because that sounds amazing. China and pearls and ties at a football game blows my mind, but that's the South for you.
All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll have part two of our great interview with the sports brat, Jess Saraceno. Hang tight. We'll be back right after this. Tailgate Nation, spring training is underway, and that can only mean one thing. Baseball season is almost here, and there's never been a better time to check out DraftKings.com, America's favorite daily fantasy baseball site, where you could win huge cash prizes every day. Daily fantasy means no season-long commitments and no slogging through a long season to collect your winnings. Just instant cash, instant gratification. It's like a new season every time you play. Simply pick two pitchers and 8 position players and stay under that salary cap, and you could be on your way to a massive payday. In fact, DraftKings has already crowned over a dozen millionaires. Let me repeat that. Over a dozen millionaires. Hundreds of thousands of fantasy sports fans just like you have cashed in at DraftKings, and now it's your turn. Hurry to DraftKings.com now and use promo code DRAFT15 to play for free in the $100,000 fantasy baseball contest on opening day. First place takes home $10,000. Use promo code DRAFT15 for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com, that's DraftKings.com. And we're back on Tailgate Radio. I'm the Grill Sergeant John Largent, and I'm having a wonderful conversation with Jess Saraceno. She's known as the Sports Brat, and she also has a website called thesportsbrat.com. So, Jess, are you the Sports Brat? Is the website the Sports Brat? Or both?
So, I think it's both. It definitely started out that it was like that was the brand and the website, but as social media has kind of taken off throughout this process, I've definitely found that people are now calling me the Sports Brat. When my friends are calling me, they're like, "Hey, Sports Brat," you know, like that's how people are addressing me now. So I think it's definitely become my persona as well. Many nights I spent trying to figure out what to call this idea, this website of mine, and it just came to me one night, and I have to say I'm super happy with the fit because I think it really, really kind of captures what I'm trying to do with, you know, talking sports, but from a female perspective and just, you know, packaging it a little bit differently.
What was the inspiration behind starting the Sports Brat?
So I was in business school, and everyone in business school wanted to, you know, go work for a team, you know, and I'd been working at ESPN, and it was my dream. It was the best, you know, company to work for. It was fantastic, but for some reason, I felt like it was really geared for that specific, you know, male demographic, and all the studies, you know, Bully, and then things that were published were showing that female, you know, women were really becoming a huge part of these sports audiences. And I felt like the advertising, the messaging, everything was really, really geared towards guys. And I thought that was kind of turning some women off. I had friends asking me, you know, "I don't really want to go to this, you know, Niners game with my new boyfriend." And I'm like, "Well, why? That sounds like a great thing to do on a Sunday for, like, you know, with your new boyfriend. Like, why don't you want to go?" And it's because they felt really intimidated by the game. Football, for example, is an extremely complex game to understand. I took finance in business school, and I didn't want to learn that. So I kind of liken it to that experience. Like, girls are, you know, anybody's only going to really want to learn if it's interesting or if it's in a way that's digestible for them. So in no way did I want to dumb down sports. I kind of wanted to show exactly what you guys talk about. There's more than just this game going on, right? So forget if you don't know what's happening with, like, going on with the X's and O's. There's a tailgate. There's fashion. You can, like, wear fun outfits, and there's big social events and games going on, cornhole in the parking lot before. It's way more of a culture than just what happens, you know, between the white lines or between the paint out there. That was kind of my inspiration.
Yeah, we, you know, we did a market research project a few years ago, and we found that for the NFL, for example, that fan base is now almost 50-50. And
exactly. And
you're right. The coverage is not a 50-50 type coverage. And so I think you are finding and creating a niche in this market that really caters to the female demographic, but also, as you said, in a way that is not insulting or not intimidating, because I've spent some time on your website and the interviews you have and the fashion and just how you really encapsulate the sports industry in really smart and unique ways is really cool.
For female, like for the girls in this game, I found that so people that went to like a big football school or a sports school, it's really easy to get on that bandwagon because you're kind of rooting for your home team. Like that's how you can kind of develop this fanship, but or this fandom. But even to that point, if you don't have that or you never had that, I started a all female fantasy football league last year. I'm not kidding you. I had girls asking me, you know, how many quarterbacks, like, should I have four? You know, like, what's a touchdown? Like, these very, like, beginner questions. By the end of the season, they were so competitive. Girls were texting me during Thursday night football, all day Sundays, talking trades, waiver wire. I mean, it blew my mind how competitive they got with it. So I think the industry underestimated that how much women would actually want to get involved. I don't think they knew how to get them hooked.
From that research that we did, we found that from a consumer's perspective, that the females were making all the decisions when it came to purchasing.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's so right. That's like goes back to, like, you know, it's like market research for advertising 101, right? I mean, that who's making the purchasing decision in the household? So it blew my mind that we weren't advertising or speaking to women. It's as if they might be in the room watching it, but it doesn't matter. They were just kind of really focused on the men. And I'm thinking, you can keep advertising, you know, Axe, you know, deodorant to them all you want, but really what you should be talking about is maybe like beer choice or food or whatever else, because like there's probably a woman there who wants to make the decision for the household. So it's like I said, I think reaching it and repackaging it and making it a little bit more interesting and digestible and fun and all the things, all the ways that women can already consume media. You know, we're a lot of people right now are consuming media in many different ways all day long. That was really my goal, was to make it accessible and fun for them.
So what are some current features that you have over at thesportsbrat.com that folks would be interested in checking out right now?
Yeah, so I'm definitely still working on growing interviews. I think the interviews is probably my favorite, just because my whole entire goal was I don't really want to talk you know, sports with these people. ESPN's doing it. Everybody else is doing it, right? Okay, so you want to talk about how someone played, you know, watch the post-game presser. If you want to know what position they sleep in or what they can't leave home without, you know, or what they're going to be wearing on their off day and get a little bit more personal of a connection with them, then that's where you come to me. So those are always really, really fun. I have a student ambassador section, too, which I love, which is getting a game day perspective from campuses around the country. I'm always looking for people to add to that as well, because I just think it's so cool to get an actual student perspective. You know, what a day, I had one girl do one from Alabama, like a day in the life, like hour by hour, what the entire football Saturday looks like. It was so fun, so cool, right? Ended up with her standing in the rain, of course, like during the second half, because they would never leave that stadium, you know, during a rainstorm. So it was really cool. Fun. Those are probably my favorites right now.
From our perspective here at Tailgate Radio, we do the same thing. We'll have a sports personality on. We had Jake Plummer on, former quarterback for the Denver Broncos, and we talked very little football. We talked about what are you cooking on your grill, what are you doing in the off, you know, how's the hunting? He's a handball player, so we talked about everything. But because the people that listen to this show really want that different perspective, because you can hear sports talk in a lot of different places, and we definitely so you're doing the same thing, and that and that's what fans want.
I think so, and don't get me wrong, there's a time and a place for the numbers and for the sports talk, right? But that's all set in stone. Like, we don't need to reinvent that wheel. We want to talk about the culture and the rest of the industry. I think that's what we're the space that we're in, and that's where I have the fun with sports. I love the competition and the actual game, but my whole slogan, you know, it's more than just a game. You know, there's way more.
I'm here with Jess Saraceno, the sports brat. Tell us how we can check out the website, how we can find you on social media, and if there's anything else going on that you want to tell the fans out in the Tailgate Nation.
Of course. So you can definitely just check out the website. It's thesportsbrat.com or sportsbrat.com. I went ahead and kind of went the Facebook way that you can get rid of the, you can have it in there or not, just so it makes it easier for everybody to find it. No one has time to, you know, keep hunting around. And I am the Sports Brat on Twitter and Instagram and on Facebook. Definitely can check us out there. I have all my posts and links to everything. If you're in the New York area, I will be hosting a giant section at the Subway Series at Yankee Stadium, speaking about Mets and Yankees on April 25th. There's a link up there as well if you wanted to come out and hang out and check out that game. I am praying that some California sun will make its way here by then, or we're not sitting in the cold. But, yeah, that would be really fun. And I'm also hosting an NFL draft party on the 30th in New York if you're in the area. Details are also up on the site.
And before we go, I always ask every guest this, so I'm going to ask you too. What is your perfect tailgating cuisine? What is your perfect layout for a tailgate party?
Oh my gosh, my inner fat kid's gonna come right on out. I am, like, my friends will always say this, I'll always order, no matter where I am, several things because I like to have a sampler. So for me, if I'm having a party or a tailgate happening, I have to have nachos of some sort, like some kind of like a make your own, whatever you want, nachos with all the fixings, preferably like a pulled chicken on there. I also am a giant fan of like a taco bar. This is the Southern California coming out in me. We have a lot of those at Chargers tailgates, like a carne asada and, you know, pulled pork and that kind of stuff, which is so fun. And then I think I have to have wings. And then I think that's as much for like, all of those would be amazing. Those are my go-tos. I can't pick one.
And you wash it down with a...
Ooh, so tough. Again, it's like I have to pick, my goodness. I think I've always been a Coors Light kind of a girl. I think it's because I went to school in Boulder.
Yeah.
The Rockies. I just remember thinking like, oh, okay, well, I can see the Rockies and they're on my can. Like this, you know, kind of like proximity. Like this must be really fresh. This must be really good, right? I mean, I can try and sound fancy and go for all the other like really like cool breweries that they have in Boulder. But, you know, I am what I, it is what it is. I like Coors.
Yeah, no, that's a cool. I thought maybe being a Southern California, you might go with a margarita or something like that.
Well, you got to make it through the game. You got to remember everything. Too many of those will put you on your behind.
Well, Jess, I want to thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. And again, how can we check you out online and follow you on social media?
Yes, it's thesportsbrat.com or sportsbrat.com, and it's thesportsbrat on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook.
Thank you so much for coming into Tailgate Radio this week. We really appreciate it. And we wish you the best with all the activities you have going up in New York here in the month of April. And I hope that your Final Four and baseball seasons are very productive and successful for your teams.
Oh, thank you so much, and thanks for having me. It's so fun.
All right, folks, that's going to about wrap it up for this week's episode of Tailgate Radio. I want to give a very big shout-out and even a bigger thank you to our guest this week, the sports brat, Jess Saraceno. Follow her on Twitter at TheSportsBrat and go to her website and check out all the great content there at TheSportsBrat.com or SportsBrat.com. It was an absolute pleasure to have her on the show this week, and we're going to check in with her later in the year and hope to do that on an ongoing basis, because her content and interviews and fashion and all the things she has on her website are going to continue to evolve, and we want to certainly keep up with everything she's got going on over there. I also want to take a second to thank our sponsors of the show. We've actually want to welcome a brand new sponsor to the show this week, DraftKings.com. Don't forget about that great special that they have for opening day of baseball over at DraftKings.com. Make sure you head over that way, DraftKings.com. And also our good friends at Harry's.com for one of the best shaving experiences you're ever going to have in this or any other lifetime. Head over to Harry's.com and place your order today. For everybody here at Tailgate Radio, I want to give you a big big thank you. You continue to help our numbers grow each week. You continue to tell your friends and your tailgate clubs and your alumni associations about Tailgate Radio, and we certainly do appreciate it. Also, the feedback on Twitter and on your emails and all the ways that you reach out to us, the suggestions for guests, it's just been an awesome, awesome experience. And we want to thank you once again, the Tailgate Nation, for helping to grow this show. So for everybody here at Tailgate Radio, I want to tell you, like I tell you every single week, keep the drinks cold and the grill hot, and we'll see you in the parking lot. Catch you on down the road. It's not a tailgate.